Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Our friend Skip Schumacher joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Skip, happy baseball season. Good to have you back on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Yeah, looking forward to it.
You sound chipper and sound like you're not managing a baseball team right now. Sounds like life is going good for you. I wanted to ask you right out of the chute. So special assistant, advisor, all of that. What does that look like on a day-to-day for you?
Yeah, I'm very grateful for this kind of reset, you know, in my life. You get to see my kids grow up a little bit during a spring and summer for the first time in forever, and seeing my son play in high school and my daughter play in high school, which I haven't been able to see. But the day in, day out stuff is, you know, a lot of calls in the morning, some Zoom calls, you know, a little bit later, mid-morning, and then definitely locked in and watching, you know, the Rangers games and then different games throughout the league. And then obviously some of our top prospects and our affiliates.
Well, last two games aside, Rangers off to a good start this season, kind of bouncing back and some really exciting players. What's your take on the team so far?
Yeah, it's a really well-rounded team. There's a, you know, our offense hasn't really slugged too much yet, but I think they'll get going. You know, it's only 10-12 games into the season so far, so I try to make sure you don't hit the panic button yet, because you know we have a really good offense. But I think, you know, our pitching and our bullpen has been really good, kept us in games and won a lot of games early on, which has been great, a really good sign. Because I think our offense will click. I mean, there are some big boys in the middle of that lineup with, you know, Corey Seager, the addition of Jake Berger, and some young guys like, you know, Wyatt Langford and Smith. Smith, you know, won the Silver Slugger utility player last year. So a lot of really good players up and down the lineup, and a lot of good hitters, you know, from the left and right side.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about one of your favorite players that you managed of all time, Luis Arraez, and I couldn't believe I was getting tweets last week like, all right, Woodsy, is it time to start worrying about Luis Arraez? And 0-13, 0-14. And I said, man, planet. That you don't need to worry about. It's Luis Arraez. He's going to do it. And I said, and the funny thing is, he'll be able to do it quickly. You know, you'll see guys come out of slumps and it's 1-4 and 2-4. I'm like, this guy is going to go 4-4, 3-4, 2-4, 4-4. I like, he did it. He's over 300 now, and it's been 5 days. It's crazy.
Doesn't shock me. Shouldn't shock too many people in the baseball world that they've seen this guy hit. You know, I was watching the game last night, and I was sitting down watching it actually with my wife, and Lekeurek was pitching in relief around the sixth or seventh inning, and you saw Arias at the plate, and he actually pointed to where he was going to hit it into left field. And four pitches later, he hit a line drive base hit to left field. This guy is so unique. Bat to ball skill is insane. I'd be shocked if he didn't win his fourth batting title. He's that good.
That's the most Tony Gwynn-like thing about Luis Arraez. Obviously, the batting titles, there are a lot of comparisons, but Tony would like pick where he wanted to get a hit. In fact, there's a famous story where a game got postponed, or it was in the middle of a bat when the rain came.
Yeah.
And he talked like, okay, so the first what I'm going to do on the exact first pitch,
he's going to throw a slider, and I'm going to hit it,
and I'm
going to
hit it here,
right,
and it was exactly like he said it was going to be.
I hate those guys. I mean, it's so hard. I'm struggling at the dish so bad. I can't even see the ball, and it, you just look at those guys. Like, I'm just going to hit it here. It's insane to be around those guys. He's one of those guys. I got to imagine, Skip, when you managed him. We got our first chance to sit down with him at spring training. And I got to tell you, I've interviewed them all, man. And this is the guy that made me probably the most starstruck. I was like a little kid watching this guy, you know, sit down and grab the microphone. When you manage him, he seems like a guy you don't even have to talk to. Like, he's going to be there. He's going to be ready. And you know he's going to have his work in every day.
You know, you want guys as a manager and as a coach that are obsessed with the game and that love the game of baseball. And the guys that are super successful and uber successful are the guys that are absolutely obsessed with this game. Luis Arraez is the guy that is obsessed with the craft of hitting. He's doing really good at first base. He's a good fielder also, but he is obsessed with the hit tool. And you have a couple guys in that lineup that are obsessed with this game and are really good potential Hall of Famers, and Tatis and Machado as well. I mean, the San Diego, that lineup has some really, really good players, obviously, but the guys that are obsessed are the best players, and Arraez is definitely one of those guys.
Skip, if memory serves, your last season with the Padres was the year that Jackson Merrill was drafted, right? 2021?
I think so. Yes, 21. Yeah.
What do you remember, like, when he was drafted and what he has already turned into, obviously going on the injured list, but just signing his contract extension? I mean, this kid's been a marvel here in San Diego in such a short amount of time, and he still hasn't even turned 22 yet.
Well, it's just a credit to that scouting department, A.J. Preller, Kemp, you know, finding guys like Jackson Merrill so late in the first round draft. I mean, that guy absolutely killed us last year when I was with the Marlins. Late inning, hit after hit, slug, home run, unbelievable defense in center field. And from all I've heard is he's even a better person, teammate in that clubhouse. So they got, you know, a unicorn late in the draft, and it's just a credit to that scouting department. It feels like they get these guys all the time, and obviously a really good job with Jackson Merrill. But to me, I mean, I live in Orange County, and I see Jackson Merrill shirts all over the place, Jackson Merrill jerseys all over the place for a kid that's, you know, 21, 22 years old. I mean, he's just taken our community by storm. I can't imagine what it looks like in San Diego, but he has an enormous future, bright future ahead of him. And, you know, I'm grateful as an Orange County guy that I get to see him for the next 8 or 9 years, whatever that contract length is, to watch him and grow up and to be a, you know, perennial all-star for years to come.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our pal Skip Schumacher here on a Big League Wednesday on Ben and Woods. And, you know, I got to ask you, and I know, you know, we started off the interview talking about your day-to-day now. And you sit and you watch a game last night, and you're watching the Rangers games every night. And you're a manager. You're one of the manager of the year. That's what you want to do. I would imagine eventually. Is that still kind of on the table for you? Are you getting calls, people interested? Obviously, probably not now, 2 weeks into the season, but, you know, discussions and things like that. Is that something you want to get back to doing? I mean, don't get too comfortable just being an advisor, I think is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I thought I'd really love this time at home, which I do. I mean, I love my wife probably wants me in the dugout more than I do right now. But
another feeling.
But hanging out with my kids and my wife and, you know, seeing my family during this time of year has been awesome. But yeah, you do miss, being in the fight, you know, with the guys in the dugout. And, I had some stuff in the off season that, you know, was tough to walk away from. But, at this stage in my life, it was just like incredibly grateful for this opportunity, you know, from Texas to let me do this for, you know, the next, you know, 8 months or so. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. But I have a passion of coaching and teaching the game of baseball. I absolutely love it. I didn't know how much I would love it until I got the opportunity to coach in San Diego. And then, you know, once you're in, I just felt like I have kind of an all-in mentality and have a, you know, I love learning and teaching. And, you know, sitting on the couch is much easier.
Yeah, for all of
guess
us.
And navigate,
oh, yeah.
For sure.
Bro, you should see what a good manager I am from the couch. I'm brilliant. One of the best. One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, of course. And I always catch myself thinking, like, how fast it is in that dugout and to remind myself that it's not as easy as people think. And so when people ask me questions, I just have to remind them that it's not as easy as people think and walk them through some stuff, which is, you know, really cool for me to do right now.
Woods was actually voted nationally Couch Manager of the Year,
yeah.
So you two should compare awards at some point.
Well, I'm going to go be an advisor now. That's what I'm going to do. I would love to just be a radio advisor. That's what I think. That's what I was made to do.
Yeah, no, I mean it's a great gig but the challenge honestly is you don't want to be this helicopter coach, right? So you don't want to go in, drop these hot takes, and then leave. And all these coaches and the staff is like, oh, what the heck? You like watching games, coming in here for 3 or 4 days and then leave. Like, that's the last thing you want to do. So you just want to be a supporter more than anything.
They appreciate the guy that shows up every single day and is there in the fight with them, win or lose, certainly. You know, and look, man, I'm brand new into my coaching scene with Little League and machine pitch and all that. And, yeah, man, you can already tell, like, some of the stuff that you know, I'm doing probably rubs some of the other parents the wrong way, you know, and, you know, actually wanting to play the game of baseball instead of just letting them run the bases, even if they get out, things like that it's weird, man, that, this game is, there's so much failure in this game. And, you know, you see it, you've seen some of the best prospects never make it. You've seen some guys have to fight and claw. It really is crazy how much failure is in this game. And the thing that you said that I loved was just how fast it speeds up on you. It really speeds up on you. This game is such a slow game. People talk about, oh, you put it on, it's background noise. I got to imagine being in that dugout, man, and you look up, your pitcher's just walked two guys, and you don't have anybody ready. Like, it goes quick in there.
It does, and that's why it's so important to have, you know, really good staff around you and that you can lean on and that you can trust. And, you know, I've said it before, like, I needed guys to cover my blind spots.
That's
the
right.
Last thing I knew I didn't know everything and I needed people to cover me and to ask. And if I ask questions, I need the answer like right away and, option A, option B, whatever it is. And so I can make a decision. Because I, you know, you have to be prepared before every game. There's no doubt about it, but stuff is not scripted. This game is not scripted ever. Very rarely, I should say. And so you got to be prepared for anything that happens. And I think that's why, the best managers also have the best staff around them.
Talking to Skip Schumacher, you mentioned you watched the Padres Athletics game last night. Rangers will have to make three trips there. I don't know if you'll go with them, but what were your impressions of playing Major League Baseball in a minor league park? I mean, Manny said the field's pretty good,
yeah,
but it's weird, obviously, having a clubhouse out in the outfield and having to see like Jake walk out there in the middle of the inning when they took him out of the game. That's obviously not ideal.
I never thought in a million years that there'd be two major league teams playing in, a spring training site and a AAA site. I mean, it's kind of unfortunate what happened the last couple of years in those, with weather in Tampa and then now, with the whatever you want to call it in Oakland. So I think, they've done the best they could, with what they have in Sacramento. Do I love it? No, I don't love it. I wish there was a major league park with 30,000 people cheering on Manny Machado on the road. That would be the most ideal situation. But, I think, Mark Hotze is doing an unbelievable job of making the best of a difficult situation early on. And those guys are playing really, really good. My first impression is at the bandbox. I mean, every pop fly feels like it's going to be interesting to see, analytically, who they end up acquiring, and are they going to be ground ball pitchers, fly ball? I have no idea what it's going to look like, but I'm very interested to see, what the numbers look like, a couple months in.
Well, Woods, before he goes, are you going to ask him or?
What I did?
You can ask him.
Well, I asked him if you wanted to manage again. Ben was afraid to ask you, Boach is Boach. He's been around for a long, long time, and I think the general consensus for a while was, and he's not going to want to put his hat in the ring on live on the radio, but, is Texas a job you'd be interested in managing down the road?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I have never been able to sit down and really watch a manager go to work like Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
And Bruce Bochy is obviously first ballot Hall of Famer, yep. World Series champion, four-time World Series champion. And so I am just so grateful that I get to watch and learn from him. And then whatever happens after that, we'll figure it out. It always works out, right? I mean, this thing always works out the way it's supposed to. And if Bochy wants to do it one more year, he can do it one more year. If he wants to do it three more years, he can do that.
Yep.
But I'm just grateful I get to learn from him. And then however it shakes out, it shakes out.
See, I knew he'd handle that really
it's
well.
Perfect.
As expected. Skip, it's good catching up with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Skip Schumacher on a big league Wednesday.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.